It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and we're going to start off with boys wrestling results at the state finals in 1A in the 120-pound class. Effingham's represented by Caden Stewart, and he had his opening round match against Brady Musser of Leroy, who is 40-4 on the season. Stewart came into the match with a record of 36-14. As Mauser got the victory over Stewart, sending him to the consolation bracket, where he will take on Caden Wood of Reedcrust as his next match today. But theoretically, Caden could wrestle his way all the way back up to a third-place finish. It'll take some work, but we know the Effingham wrestler has been up to the challenge. So best of luck to Caden Stewart as his run at state continues today. Taking a look at girls basketball action that we had on the radio last night in the 3A Troy Triad Regional Championship game, it was Effingham pulling away late for the 50-38 victory over Troy Triad. Effingham now 25-7 with the regional championship, as Effingham saw a not a slow-paced game, but a low-scoring game in the first half of action, where the Hearts had a 17-12 lead at halftime. Effingham then scored six straight to start the third, pushed the lead up to as many as 11, and was up 33-23 going into the fourth quarter. However, Effingham still led by 9 with 3 minutes left to play, but with 1:41 on the clock, Triad had cut it down to a two-point game. They did foul Bella Austin, who made two free throws, and Effingham was then able to pull away for what turned into the 12-point victory, in large part throughout the game due to good free throw shooting. We had Effingham at 22 of 28 from the free throw line at 79%. There were a lot of fouls called both ways, and Effingham capitalized at the stripe. As they get the victory again, 50-38 over Troy Triad, Effingham will now play Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Civic Memorial against either Mount Vernon or Carbondale. That championship game, due to weather, got pushed back until Saturday. So we'll wait and see who the Hearts get in their sectional semifinal at Bethalto Civic Memorial. Meanwhile, another game that was on our airwaves was the Neoga Regional Championship game between St. Anthony and Altamont, and St. Anthony pulled away to a 15-3 first quarter advantage and never looked back as the 27-4 Bulldogs picked up the win over Altamont 55-30. Nancy Ruhall had 20, Addie Laritson and Addie Rios 8 each for St. Anthony, while Kaylee Lurkins had 9 in the loss for Altamont. St. Anthony will play Tuesday at 7:30 at Arcola against the host school Arcola, as they will play in the sectional again at 7:30 in the semifinal matchup against Arcola. Going back to the Effingham game, don't believe I mentioned that Sydney Donaldson led the Hearts with 17, Bella Austin had 14, and Alyssa Martin finished with 10 in the win for Effingham. Other regional championships included the 1A South Central Regional Championship game, and congratulations to Brownstown St. Elmo as they defeated Father McGivney in a rematch of last season's postseason contest. This time it was the Bombers with the 46-27 victory, as they really used a 26-10 advantage in the second and third quarters combined for the win. Maddie Miller with 13, Presley Williams with 11 to lead the Bombers, who will play on Tuesday at 7:30 at the Raymond Lincolnwood sectional semifinal. They will play either Hardin-Calhoun County or Nokomis. They play tonight in their regional championship. Not so good news for Windsor Stew Straws. They had a good season come to a close as they fell to host school Decatur St. Teresa 51-38. Ellie Wittenberg with 12 and Kendra Hayes had 11 in the loss for the Hatchets, but still a fine season for that group of ladies from Windsor Stew Straws. Moving on to boys basketball action last night, Mount Zion handled business against Effingham in the Apollo Conference regular season matchup. They picked up the 55-24 victory over the Hearts. Other action in the NTC saw Altamont defeat Windsor Stew Straws 67-53. It was a two-point game at half, but Altamont pulled away for the victory behind Cade Melville's 20. Cooper McManaway had 19. Ben Radel finished with a double-double, 13 points and 10 rebounds. Jackson Gergel had 22, and Rylan Rinker had 10 in the loss for the Hatchets. It was Dietrich defeating Grayville 68-45. Landon Keck had 17, while Lucas Westendorf had 16, and Tanner Will rounded out a balanced attack with 11 for Dietrich in the win over Grayville 68-45. It was Neoga picking up a victory over Tri-County 59-44. Gavin Ray had 17, Luke Keller 16, Landon Titus 12 in the win for Neoga, who also won the JV contest by a score of 53-48. Now, taking a look at state results in junior high boys basketball. At the 8th grade level, two teams from the area in state championship games, and congratulations to the St. Anthony Bullpups as they came away with the victory over Camp Point Central in a convincing state tournament championship win, 39-13. So St. Anthony, your 2A boys 8th grade state champions. Congratulations to the boys as well as Coach Haney, finishing with a record of 26-3. Tautopolis gave East St. Louis Lincoln all they could handle, but it was eventually a win for East St. Louis Lincoln, 52-42 over Tautopolis. They see another good season end at state with a second place trophy. Congratulations to the wooden booties, the wooden shoes, on the final season mark of 23-7 and finishing second at state. Quickly, volleyball results at the junior high level. A couple of scores in. Effingham defeated Altamont. 7th grade game, 25-11, 25-19. 8th grade game, 25-12, 25-8. South Central and North Clay tangled, and 7th grade game went to North Clay, 25-19, 25-19. 8th grade game to South Central, 19-25, 25-17, 25-17. A busy sports schedule for tonight, and that includes a couple of broadcasts for you. The 2A Palestine Regional Championship game for girls basketball will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight, and you can catch that action on KJ Country 102.3. Pregame show around 5:50, as it's Tautopolis and Newton to determine the 2A Palestine Regional Championship tonight on KJ Country 102.3. Then in boys basketball, it'll be Olney at Tautopolis. That game comes your way around 7:20 with the pregame show and the tip-off to follow on senior night for Tautopolis on 97.9 XFM. Robinson will be at St. Anthony. Fresh soft game gets underway at 5. Same situation for Cowden-Herrick, Beecher City, and St. Elmo Brownstown with a 5 o'clock start to fresh soft play, then followed by JV and varsity action. Cumberland at Martinsville, Okaw Valley at Neoga, Newton at Flora, and South Central at North Clay. All of those 6 o'clock starts for JV play, except for South Central and North Clay at 6:15. So that's a look at the sports schedule for today. Keep in mind the Knights of Columbus Free Throw Championship for boys and girls ages 9 to 14 will be held at Tautopolis High School. Doors open at 12:30. The shooting starts at 1, sponsored by the Tautopolis Council 2874 for the Knights of Columbus Free Throw Championship at Tautopolis on Sunday as the doors open at 12:30. On the national sports scene in overtime, Canada defeated the U.S. 3-2 as Connor McDavid scored with 8:18 showing on the clock for the game winner as the finals of the Four Nations face-off goes to Canada 3-2 in overtime. NBA action, it was Indiana over Memphis 127-113, and New York defeated Chicago in overtime 113-111. And by the way, spring training action got underway yesterday. The lone game, the Cubs defeated the Dodgers by a score of 12-4. Cubs back in action again playing the Dodgers at 2:05 this afternoon. Cardinals begin their spring training activity on Saturday as they will be at Miami for a 12:10 first pitch start. That's a check of sports on this Thursday. It's Friday, isn't it? Let's enjoy Friday. Thanks for joining us here for sports on KJ Country 102.3 and 97.9 XFM.